say a little few words really because Tefila now at the beginning, just to go over the Seder a little bit. The lights turned on a little bit more because, notwithstanding the minhag to darken the room, it's really the ikur that should be dark inside of a person's heart. But we have to be able to see and to be able to concentrate on what we're saying. It's hard. I'm going to say a few words now. As I said, Vatoris Tefillah, Rav Levin is going to speak by the ninth kina, before the ninth kina. And I'm going to, Mitzvah Shem, say something by the 33rd kina. And at the end, before we say the kinas of the Shoah, the Holocaust, I'll say a few words again. And as those of you who have been here through the years know, that we try to see to it that we'll finish a short time before Chatzais. I don't know what time is Chatzais. 101. So we'll finish, usually we finish between 12:30 and 1, sometime like that we finish. And everybody should say the kinas at their own pace in the language that they understand best. And it's hard. Lashna Kaidish. So many of you, I think most of you have nowadays a kinas with the translation, and you should say it at the pace in the way that you understand. But the ikur is to say the words, not just to read them with your eyes, but to say the words. This, of course, that's a very big difference. During the kinas, I'll end each of the kinas that we're saying, and then there'll be here and there some places where we're going to skip. That's not mechayev anybody to skip any kina that you prefer to say. Just I discussed this at the beginning many years ago when we started with a few tzaddikim of how to go about doing this, and that's how we're going to try to complete the kinas as best as we can within that framework of time. I said that really I want to begin just by way of a hakdama to the avoda last night, was the ikar hakdama was last night. But a few words, the Torah's tefillah. There's a Torah that I saw back in the Chukaisai by the Teichacha. There's a Torah that I saw from the Holy Jacob of Suzi Galeno, the Torah's Yeshua. And it shook me up very, very much. And I thought then that I wanted to daven this with you, this Torah. You know, that we have to change our Torahs into tefillahs. We have to make our Torahs into tefillahs. So it's a tiny little Torah on one of the most heartbreaking psukim in all of Tanakh, where the pasuk says, "Vashimoyisi es mikdashaychem." I will make desolate, destroy, lay waste. Vashimaisis mikdashaychem v'lo ariach v'reach nichaychachem. And I'm not going to smell anymore the fragrance of your korbanos. Vashimaisis mikdashaychem. So the jikiver on that pasuk brings Nil Rames Masha Shamatim Ish Emes, Ashahoya Baatsma, Etzalamagin Mikosnes, Swusa Yelang. A passage of Bechukaisa. So the Jikavah spoke to an Ish Emes, and he heard from an Ish Emes something that was said by the Kosnes Samagin. This Ish Emes was there by the Kosnes Samagin, he heard it himself from the Kosnes Samagin, and the Jikavah is giving it to us. That when the pasuk was read in the Teichach of Hashimaisi is Mikdashaychem, that I'm going to make desolate the Beis Hamikdash, your holy places, Lariach, Riach, Nichachachem. Kashakaras Apostle is Omar Bezalosh. The Kosher Samagit said these words, Halavai, Halavai. Niske b'chaim chiyuseinu shiyuskaim zeh apasik v'ashimaisis mikdashaych. The Kosher Zemagid said, halavai, if only, halavai, halavai, Niske b'chayim chiyuseinu. That we should be zoche b'chayim chiyuseinu, while being alive. B'chayim chiyuseinu. She's kayim zeh pasuk. That we should see the fulfillment of this pasuk. She's kayim zeh pasuk v'ashi ma'isiyas mikdashaycha. And the Jikva says, v'hu peli. This is a peli. That the Magid Yisaisers then causes a Magid to say such words. So the Jikav explains. He do a shakola taichacha melea taivis. As it's known, the entire taichacha is really filled with the highest and deepest taivis. Rakeim stumim v'ne'lomim me'enei kol chai. But these taivis are so great that they're hidden from the eyes of all who are living. For now, these brachas are hidden. These are the greatest brachas. Rakeim stumim v'ne'lomim me'enei kol chai. Kim ita lo seitze haroi. It's nothing that Hashem's Baruch does, the Pasuk says, is for the tachlis chalila of Ra. Of Ra. No such thing. Mi'itoy le'seitze haroz. Rak le'enei bosa nira shehem klolos chas v'shom. To our flesh of ga'oigen, to our physical eyes, of course, we see all of these things in the Teicha, and the Teicha has befallen our people. And we see all of these things as clawless. That's how we see it. V'ine noida Hashem and Asara hu gemalchus. And it's known that from the Asara hu gemalchus, we're going to be speaking about Nakina soon. From the 10 tzaddikim who were martyred, who were killed on Kiddush Hashem. V'chadomi mikol ha-neherogim v'nishchotim ha-kadush ha-shmai yisbar. That not only from the great tzaddikim who were killed on Kiddush Hashem, but from all of the neherogim v'nishchotim, from all Jews who have been killed, shechted, ha-kadush ha-shmai yisbar. That we're going to be saying, we're going to be learning about in these kapitlach and these kinas. From the time of the Churban all the way through the Crusaders and the expulsions and to the Shoah. Kol ha-nehrogim v'nishchotim ha-kadush ha-shmei yisbarach oy l'tanug gadol l'mayla asher ein l'shai. Chazal have taught us in many places that there's a tanug gadol. There is a great and incomprehensible tanug, delight and pleasure, that is oyla lamala, that ascends to the highest place, asha'in l'shah, it's immeasurable, that Hashem Yisbarach receives from the Mesiris Nefesh of Jews throughout the years, who are ne'erogim v'nishchotim HaKadosh HaShmai Yisbar. It's a gewaldige tanug. Asher ein l'shar. But the Rebbe says, I will only mispal in b'chol yoyim v'alte v'yein l'day nisoy. We'll be diving to Rebbein Shalom every single day of our lives. Alte v'yein l'day nisoy. And Rebbein Shalom, we're begging you, don't test us. Now, Nisyonis, of course, means all the Nisyonis of life. From the smallest all the way to the highest, which is the Nisyonis of our ancestors. And many, many thousands upon thousands of Jews who were tested in their Emunah and their faith to give up their lives. Kiddush Hashem. The Mekadesh Shem Hashem. Not to change, not to give in. Lo lahaniach es mekayma. So on mispalim b'chol yoyim v'al tivienu l'day nisoy. Shiloi yetanug kezel amalim haharigas b'poil chas v'sholom. Rabbi Shulman, all due respect, you reveal to us that the greatest pleasure that you have, the deepest tanuk that you have, is from the fragrance of Jews dying al Kiddush Hashem, of Jews being killed al Kiddush Hashem. But we ask you not to test us in this way, that we should actually have to be killed. Shliya tanuk is elamala mehariges b'poruch hasashol. Bach dai lono b'meshol m'oysum na'ashenu ha'kedusha sh'moyes b'och b'shas kriyishum u'tfila b'koyach. What we're asking you, the Rebbeinu Shalom, is the Rebbe HaMelech, so the kavanah should be by kriyishma at different times during the day. But the Jikiva says, the Rebbeinu Shalom, you should receive this tanuk, this pleasure, not from our actually being killed, physically slaughtered, but rather you should receive this tanuk of our being moisa nefesh, of our giving and surrendering ourselves to you, not by dying, but by ki'ilu dying. When we say Shema, to have that even in mind, like the Rebbe HaMelech says, and in our davening, Shvibukayach, the Messius Nefesh, the Jews are Maisa Nefesh, when it comes to the Nisyanis of everyday life, especially now before Mashiach comes, where there are people in this room who have died, who are dying a million deaths to be Jews, and nobody sees a drop of blood. Nobody is thrown into a pit, into a fire. But every single day of their lives, many times during the day, especially at night, the mam is dying on Kiddush Hashem. So the Jikiv is saying, we're asking, please don't test us in that way of actually being killed. We can't bear that. But we will offer it to you ourselves. And our davening, and our kriyishma, and our avayid, and our learning, and our hisgavus, and the siyanis of life. And through this we could mekayim the posuk vach demeyem bam. Demeyem means blood. But demeyem, he says, is also a lashon of b'koyach hamedame. Demeyem is a lashon of dimyon, dam. Dimyon means what? Imagination. Vach demeyem bam. Rabbi Shalom, please, please, that we shouldn't have to spill any more actual blood. That we shouldn't have this nisayim, we shouldn't hear or see any more of these things that we're going to be reading about now, of actual physical blood being spilled, but the koyach hamedame bilvad. But in our imagination, in our minds, we're going to die for you. In our minds, we'll be dying for you all the time. We always do that for you. Because it's so hard. Nowadays, even for you to come to Kinas, to sit by Kinas. For the next few hours, there's going to be, there are in the world, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Jews, they should live in good health, who are dying, mamish, just by being by Kinas. That to drag ourselves to shul and to sit for a few hours and say words is mamish a tam misa, is a taste of death. Allah is kama v'kama, how many times more when it comes to davening every day b'tzivur, when it comes to learning kiseda, to keep the storm and learning. Not to say that there aren't times of great excitement and everybody is in a different madrega and there's some who are thrilled with that. But the Rebbeinu Shalom knows there are so many Jews who pull themselves to shul, to bismedrash, to do a mitzvah, but especially to stay away from aveiros. And it's the mayhem bam, man. That the Rebbeinu Shalom should see that we're bleeding for you. Not, God forbid, it shouldn't be blood, but the mayhem in the koyach hadimyon, in the koyach hamedam, in our minds, we're dying for you. And because of you, that we hold ourselves back from living chalila in a way that not, that wouldn't be pleasing to you. V'achdimeyam bom b'koyachem adam b'lvad b'leiv sholem gam kein hu choshev etzel Hashem Yisbor kamo parol ha'mais. Rabbi Shalom, you have taught us that when a Jewish imagination, when the Koyach HaDimin is real and is clear and is strong, like the Rabbi Yamal says, to mamish, imagine oneself jumping into that fight. Being told, if you're not going to do what I tell you, the Yetzirah, it's not just a German, it's not just a Ukrainian, but the Yetzirah is a German and a Ukrainian, Amalek, everything, a Yishmaeli, saying to you, jump into this fire or I'm going to kill you. In other words, do this Aveira or I'm going to throw you into this fire. I'm going to kill you. That it should be counted, a person's medama that in his mind, to do this mitzvah so hard, to stay away from this Aveira, it's mamish like going into a fire. Bereshit revealed to us that it's counted ki'ilu ki'ilu, the person died, mamish died, HaKiddush Hashem. Not once, thousands of times throughout one's life. V'zois meramez ha'kosev shakadosh baruch hu maftiach ha'isonu shliyah shamtanu glamalim yakdoishim v'nerogim b'poil mamish. And this perhaps is what the pasuk is meramez to, is hinting to. That when Hashem said v'hashim ha'isiz mekdashechem, he's promising HaKadosh Baruch Hu maftiach ha'isonu shlo yeh shamtanu glamalim yakdoishim v'nerogim b'poil mamish. That Hashem is promising us that we won't have to bring him that tanuk, that pleasure of Kiddush Hashem by an erogim b'parol mamash, by actually being killed, by actually physically dying. That Hashem should count it, especially now at the end of time. That unlike our ancestors, who were tested with the terrible nisyonis, the nisayon of mamish dying al kiddush Hashem, that this is the nisayon of the end of time, of dying a million times al kiddush Hashem, to hold back from that drink, that cigarette, that website, to force oneself, even though there's a tam misa mamish, to force oneself to continue on, not blad gemara. Sometimes there's a tam misa. Sometimes it's gewaldige taste of life, which of course it is. When it comes to davening, to be sovel the tefillahs, slichas and kinas, when there's a word of Lashon Hara that a person has to say, and the expression that they have in the world is a terrible Lashon, but they're dying to say it. This word of Lashon Hara is a strong, exciting piece of news that just came in. The person's dying to say it, but he dies not to say it. Rak dai lona bekerch mesius nefesh beshas kriyish mu tvil. Bekerch em edam levad beemes bemachshova she nechshov ki ilu ikrav no ve son of a poil man. That the Baruch Shalom should count it ki ilu ki ilu. We mamish gave up our lives for him. Vizel in the Jikiva says that perhaps this is the remez. Vashimayis is mikdashaycha. And I will make waste, I will make desolate, I will put an end to mikdashaychem shavatel va'ashbis ha'agadeshim v'poil. I will put an end to Jews having to die physically to be shechted, to be killed, our Kiddush Hashem. Ve'ese kivyochel zois shmama, and I will make this tanug of mine, this inyan that I have, of the tanug that is taken from Jews dying al Kiddush Hashem, I will do away with this. Vashimoisi es mikdashechem, I will put an end to Jews being killed physically al Kiddush Hashem. V'loy ariyach bereach nichaychachem, and I will not smell the fragrance of Jewish flesh that's burning. Sheni roitzo ed lekabel tanu kazeh. The Baruch Shalom promises us that the time will come when he will no longer have a tanu from smelling the flesh of Jews being burned. V'loy ariyach bereach nichaychachem. Sheni roitzo ed lekabel tanu kazeh. Jews being killed to mekadosh my name. And the Jikavah ends and says, "V'zois ha'isa kavanas." He doesn't say v'ulai. He says with certainty, "V'zois ha'isa kavanas ha'magid ha'kadosh mikaznas." Excuse me again, Elena. And this was certainly the kavana of the Kodesh Samagid, when he said by the Teicha, when he laid the words Vashimaisis Mikdash Le'riach Bireach Nichaychachem, that he said Mi'itein Halavai Mi'itein Shiekach Bekarav, that Halavai it should be Mekuyim quickly, this pasuk. That the time will come with the nations of the world, where our enemies from the nations of the world will no longer be able to be mitzar oisonu, to cause us this terrible pain and anguish. Lachriach oisonu l'kiddush Hashem, to force Jews to die al kiddush Hashem. L'yeh shum tanuk ezeh l'malo, and this will no longer be a tanuk l'malo. Rak mitayru tefilum asam toivim b'mitzui hanefesh. But rather, the Rebbein Shalom should receive this tanuk of Kiddush Hashem with strong davening and strong learning and ma'asim toivim and mesirus nefesh when it comes to his gabrus and the Eitz Sahara b'mitzui hanefesh, with all of using up all the koiches of oneself to remain a Jew. Loi lahaniach es mekaymei. So to follow up with this incredible Torah from the Jikavah, and his explanation of what the Kozhentsev was saying, which we understand is a tefillah, before the keenest that we're going to say. To follow up, I saw last week that there was a Jikavah chassid. I think it was an anacle from the Jikavah, that he was by the Pnei Menachem, by the Ger Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem Suski Aleinu, a short time before the Pnei Menachem suddenly died, and the Pnei Menachem left the world, b'sara mamash. He wasn't sick, there was nothing, he just left the world. And this Jikavah anacle was by the Pnei Menachem a short time before the Pnei Menachem was nifted. And the Pnei Menachem was talking to him, and he asked this Jikavah, "Nu, Adar Rabbi Seya Torah from Yezeder, from the Jikavah." So this Chassid said over this Torah that we just learned. He said over this Torah from the Jikavah, on the Kuzhin Samagid's Hashimoisis Mikdashaych, the Halavai, Halavai, that this way of Mikdashechem, of Kiddush Hashem, will be finished, will be done. And this inyan that Hashem has of smelling the burning flesh of Jews should be finished. So this Jacobus had over the Torah to the Pnei Menachem. And the Pnei Menachem is very misragish. He's very misragish from this Torah. And he said that perhaps we could understand with this Torah, but it says all the way at the beginning, by Noach, after the flood. The Pnei Menachem was a survivor of that flood that reappeared many, many years later, but it was a flood not of water or fire. Because it says after the Mabul, Loi oisif oid lahakais kol chai kashir asisi. Hashem's book promised, Loi oisif oid lahakais kol chai kashir asisi. I will never ever. Loi oisif oid lahakais kol chai. I'm no longer, it's not going to happen again that I'm going to hit and to beat up kol chai, to destroy all those who are alive. Kashur Asisi, as I just did by the marble. And then the pasuk goes on afterwards and says, by the offering of Noach, after the marble, Vayarach Hashem is Reach HaNichoach. And Hashem smelled the offering of Noach. And then the Pnei Menachem says the Medrash over there in Parshas Noach. On the pasuk Vayarach Hashem, this pasuk Vayarach Hashem is Reach HaNichoach, that after he destroyed the world with the marble, and Noach came with his avoida. And it says Vayarach Hashem is Reach HaNichoach, and Hashem smelled the fragrance of this new type of Mesirus Nefesh. The pasuk says, "Vayarach Hashem is reach in yichor." The medrash says on that pasuk, "Reach doyre shel shmat." The Pnei Menachem wrote the medrash. This reach doyre shel shmat. That this reach nichor of the carbon of Noach is referring to the fragrance that Hashem will smell from all generations of shmat of Jews who are forced to die al kiddush Hashem. Reach Doyre Shel Shmat. And the Pnei Menachem said, we see from here that the Baruch Shalom certainly had, after the Mabul, that Tanuk, there's a Tanuk that he smelled already from Kol HaNeirogim, and the Shchotim in the future are going to be killed and shechted. HaKadosh Shmoy, or the Tanuk Gor Lamal. But the Pnei Menachem said, Halavai, Halavai, like the Kosher Samagit said, that the time will come where the Reach Nichoach will be from the Avoid of the Tzadikim and from the Avoid of Amcha Beis Yisrael. And he ended and he said that Ha'ila Tfilas Amagit, that the Tfilah of the Magid, what he said that day, worked Yoisim Emeir Shana, until the Holocaust. For more than 100 years, until the Shechitas began in such a way by the Holocaust. Hashem Yisbach should help us. This should be our tefillah. That through the keenness of the Jewish people today, and that through all of the Torah and the tefillah and the avodah of Jews tomorrow and the next day and the next, and through all the Mesirus Nefesh and all of the fires that you and I go through to remain Jews, that the tefillah of the Kodesh Samagid of the Pesuk Vashimoises Mikdashechem Le'ariach Bereach Nichaychachem should be Mekuyim from now until Mashiach. It won't be Chalila, there won't be any more Shechitas, Harigas and Shechitas in any way. That we should be Zarechit through our Avodah to give Hashem the greatest Nachas Ruach. And by our saying these keenness, where we tell over all the shechitas of Am Yisrael through all of the years for Hashem's Baruch sake, all the way to the last keenness of the Shoah of the Holocaust, there should be daiva ha'isa tanuk that Hashem's Baruch already had through history, through time. That you should makabel all of our avodah, birachamim, and to finally bring the Gula Shavah Mitzvah and Hem Yamino Amen.
Show us.